It's time for Copan's Coach's Corner. Evan Farbach with Copan head football coach Jeff McGlathery. Hornets falling at Welch this past week, 58-18. Coach McGlathery, I know you would have liked to have followed up your first victory of the season with another win, but Welch, a pretty good ball club. They had had three wins on the season prior to Friday night, and it looks like you guys went up against a good team on the road.
Yeah, they were probably a little better than I'd given them credit for. We'd seen them on film kind of throughout the season, and they were getting a little better as the season progressed, kind of like you want. And they were a little better team than I probably gave them credit for. We knew they were big. We were hoping that. That we could kind of outrun their size, so to speak, and that just wasn't the case. They kind of kept us in check with their size, and we couldn't get around it. They threw the ball a lot better than what they'd shown on film, and that was hard to overcome as well.
Copan now 1-8, but you guys will have an interesting senior night matchup. You play Friday night 7:30 against Deer Creek Lamont. Deer Creek Lamont in the same situation you guys are. They are 1-8. Of course, you all are also 1-8. Both of your wins are over the same Medford team, so perhaps a competitive ball game to end the season at home on Friday.
I hope so. I hope that we can, you know, at least compete. They are. They're real similar to we are. I've kind of watched them as well, kind of through the season, and they're real similar to us. They'll suit anywhere from 10 to 12 kids every week, and they've got a few big kids. They've got some good skill kids, so they're real similar. We're both pretty similar in just about every aspect. So we hope to be able to compete with them. You know, we would obviously like to end this season and having senior night. Obviously, you'd like to win the last one for your seniors going out. But you know, at this point, I hope that we can just compete with them, and then it gets latter part of the ball game, then we'll see what happens.
You talked about senior night. It'll obviously be the last game of their career for a lot of great young men, and also the last home game of their career. If you could maybe go over a few of those guys that'll play their final football game for the Hornets against Deer Creek Lamont on Friday.
Sure. We'll start with Joseph Phelan. Joseph, the 2 years I've been here, he's been a fantastic player for me. He gives us what he has, and his motor's always going. He works hard. Sometimes I hate to say this, but I don't know any other way to say it. There's times he kind of plays above his ability. He does some things that you just don't necessarily expect out of Joseph, but he's a good kid on and off the field. We kind of call him our gentle giant. Not that he's a huge kid by any means, but he's the tallest kid on our team, and he's therefore, you know, like I say, we kind of call him our gentle giant. Along with Joseph, we have Brett Burdick, which is our kind of our team leader. He's our quarterback, and he's another one. He reminds me of the Energizer Bunny. He just keeps going and going and going. You knock him down, he's going to hop right back up and take what you can give him. We'll finish up with Brett's brother, Damian. And Damian has battled some injuries kind of off and on through the season. He's going to be able to see suited against Welch and was able to play some, and he'll suit this week as well and get a little more playing time, I think, this week than he got last week. So it's good, one, to have him back. It's good to have him back on senior night when he's a senior and get him on the field for a little little playing time for the last time. So just three seniors, but all three of them have been a huge impact the last 2 years that I've been here. Success has been minimal for us as a team, but those three have definitely been the leading force in any success that we've had.
Copan head football coach Jeff McGlathery, Hornets looking for their second win of the season during their final game. Deer Creek Lamont comes to Northern Washington County, 7:30 kickoff, both teams 1-8. Coach McGlathery, appreciate the time. Best of luck on Friday.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.